This is episode 277 of Jumble Think.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to JumbleThink, where we interview amazing dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers about their journey of turning dreams and ideas into reality. Along the way, we're going to share some tips on how you can turn your own dreams and ideas into reality too. On today's show, we are talking about overcoming regret. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime fan, if you haven't subscribed to JumbleThink, right now is the time to do it. Head on over to your favorite place to listen to podcasts, search for JumbleThink, and click subscribe. While you're there, leave us a rating and review. Let us and others know what you think about the show, too. Now, let's jump into today's conversation. Hey there, welcome to JumbleThink. My name is Michael Woodward. I am your host. We have a really fun episode lined up for you today. Before we get rolling, we want to thank our friends over at Penji, your source for unlimited graphic design at a low monthly subscription, for sponsoring today's show. If you want to check them out, they are giving our listeners 15% off their first month. All you have to do is head on over to Penji, PENJI.co, use the code JUMBLE, and you'll get 15% off that first month. We have a super fun episode lined up for you today. Well, maybe it's not so much fun as it is painful. I don't know. You'll have to let me know what you think, because for me, at least, it is something that I struggle with. It's something that I constantly have to remember in this journey of chasing big ideas and dreams. I wish I could say it's something I've mastered, but I haven't. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about regret. Now, regret and failure seem to be, friends, but they are very different. And some people would say that you aren't overcoming your failure, but really regret comes from a different place. So what is regret? Regret is this feeling of sadness, repentant, or disappointment over something that's happened or been done, especially a loss or a missed opportunity, whereas failure is the lack of success. So they're really different. One is about success, whereas the other one is about a sadness, a place of disappointment. Now, failure can lead to regret. Failure can lead to disappointment, but regret isn't always tied to failure. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the outcomes of your actions. Sometimes it's something that happens to you or to somebody else around you. And so as we talk about regret today, I want to share a little bit of a story, a personal story of regret. One that I was talking to a friend of mine a week ago about, and I thought I would share it with you. Now, many of you know that I've worked in the web design and development space for like 13 years, which is crazy to me because it seems like it's gone by in a flash of lightning. It's been so quick. And for me, it's a space that I kind of stumbled into. I had worked at a church, and the church couldn't pay me, so I had to go get a job. A friend said, hey, come work for me. And I know a few of you, many of our listeners, have heard the story, so I'm going to fast track it. He owned a digital marketing agency, ended up working for him, and a friend of mine and I split the business when he closed those doors. And in that process, I got into the world of web design and development and owning my own business. The first several years were interesting. It was trying to figure out how to build a business around web design and development and manage those projects. A friend reached out and said, I need a job. Would you hire me? And he was my first employee. From there, we grew all of our business around referrals and word of mouth. That was our full marketing from the beginning. And a friend of mine said, hey, I know this company that's looking for what you do. Would you like an introduction? I said, absolutely. So they introduced me to this company, and they said, well, we just need a public-facing website for our business. We're really early in the business. Could you build it for us? And I said, yeah. Gave them a quote. They said, that looks great. And we started working with them. After working with them for several years, we had gone from just building a public-facing website to building multiple websites and client portals and various projects for them. Along the way, I saw how much money we were making from them. It was pretty awesome, and I loved getting those big paychecks, but I had this thought, maybe I should invest in this business. It seems like it's a pretty cool business. They have a great leadership team. We're doing so much work for them. Instead of investing, maybe I would just give them some of the work we're doing for equity share. But I never pursued it, and the conversation would come up, and I would pass on it because I was thinking, well, we're making so much money. I can use that for payroll. I can use that for going and doing fun things like having season passes to Disneyland and all these cool things. And I was like, you know what? This is good. We're making a lot of money here, so let's just do that. Now, several years have passed since then, and a lot's changed. That business went from being a little startup in Silicon Valley to being a unicorn tech startup. Pretty crazy, I know. And what a unicorn tech startup is a company that goes public and they're valued over $1 billion. And then they launch the company on the stock market, people buy in, and then you see the real value of the business. Well, I did not invest in that business. I did not do equity share when I was building out the website, and they went on to go public. If I would have gotten 0.1%, I'd be a multimillionaire, like $93 million in valuation. How crazy is that? And I can look back at that story, and often do, and regret the fact that I made the decision I did. I chose the immediate instead of the long play. And we talk a lot about playing for the long game here on the show. There are reasons why we talk about this. This is one of those, is because when you think about the big long picture, you make different decisions than if you play for the immediate. Back then, I was playing for the immediate. We were making a lot of money, and we had a big team of people working for us. It was pretty incredible times. But if I would have invested through equity shares in the business, I'd be a multimillionaire now. I'm not, unfortunately. And it's something that plagues me. It gives me regret. What if I would have done that differently? Where would I be now if I would have done that differently? How could that have set me up for success, our company up for success, to do different things? The sense of regret is way real to me because of that. It's real because what could have been and what isn't because of decisions I made, the consequences of those decisions. And I struggle with moving forward sometimes and living in a place of regret. And that regret does a lot of bad things. It doesn't set me up for success. It doesn't allow me to see new possibilities. It holds me back. So today, because of that story and because of being that entrepreneur, being that dreamer, that idea maker, I know that regret is something that you probably struggle with. I've talked to hundreds of other startup founders, business owners. I've talked to people with incredible big ideas. All of them have at some point a decision. Am I going to live in this place of regret, or am I going to create a new future? So that's where we're at. That's what we're talking about in today's show. To deal with regret, we have to do something painful, and that is to look back at the past, to look back at the regret that is holding us back from the future. For you, regret may be at the forefront of what your thoughts are. It may be the sunglasses that shade how you view the future because of your experience, your presupposition in the journey of where you're going. You put the perspective based on the shadow of your past. And that regret may be at the very front of your mind. It may pop up and you may know exactly what it is, the exact moment of regret, and you filter life from that. Others of you listening may be going, I feel like there's something holding me back, but I don't know what it is. And your regret may be a little bit more hidden. It may shadow your future, but it may not be something that's at the forefront of your thought, your understanding, your grasp of what's going on. So how do you know if you're dealing with regret? How do you know that you are stuck in that pattern? Well, there's a couple of things that might highlight it for you. That may be places you can say, you know what, that's me. The first one is that you're constantly living in a place of fear. You're afraid to make decisions. You're afraid of anything. You could be afraid of going outside. You could be afraid of financial mistakes. You could be afraid of spending money, having money. You could be afraid of all kinds of things. And so if your life is filled with fear, you might be dealing with regret. You also may be dealing with something that's happened to you in trauma, which could be regret, but could be something else. So fear is one place that you may want to use as a guide to say, maybe regret's going on here. Another thing that may highlight that you have some regret is uncertainty. You never know what to do. An opportunity comes knocking at your door and you're just like, I don't know if I should do this. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should pass. And it's a little bit different than the fear. The fear kind of binds you, whereas the uncertainty is about indecision. It's about not knowing what to do when those situations come up. And so you may live in a place where everything is filled with uncertainty. You don't know what's coming. You don't know what you should do. And so you have to look at that and say, maybe that's regret for me. Regret may also look like a lack of hope for the future. When you live in regret, you always think that life is going to be how it is now, that you are living under a cloud. It could be a cloud of failure. It could be a cloud of brokenness, of heartbreak. It could be a lot of things, but there is a lack of hope for the future. It could also look like you are constantly guarding yourself against possibilities. It's a little bit like lack of hope or uncertainty, but what you do is you say, well, if that's possible, that's not possible for me. That's possible for him or her. That's not possible for me. And so you actually filter your possibilities through the guard of saying, that's good for somebody else. That doesn't work for me. That never happens for me. And that sets this place of regret. You could also guard against people. And because of regrets, maybe a person you hurt or a person that hurt you or a situation that hurt because of a relationship, you guard yourself against people and letting people close to you. You're isolated. You're alone. Even if you're around people all the time, you feel like you're in a place where, you know what? Those people, they're out to get me. Those people always hurt me. Those people always let me down. They're never there. They don't like me. And so you guard yourself against that, and that could against those people, and that could be a sign of regret. And then there's one more I'm going to share with you. Now, again, there could be countless signs of regret for your life, but this one is the false sense of reality, that what you see around you, what you see happening isn't reality. You're actually filtering it through that regret. And so because of that, you see the world differently, and you have this false sense of reality based on your regret filter. And so these are a couple things that your life could look like when regret is the cornerstone of how you move forward. Now, do any of these sound like you? Do they sound like who you are or how you live? If they do, you might have some regret that you have to work through. All right, that's great. What do I do with that? Where do I go with that? Well, we're going to take a break right here, but when we get back, we're going to talk about that and how you deal with regret as you move forward into the dreams and ideas you have. You have to overcome that regret to be able to unlock the future you want. So we're going to pause right here. When we come back, we're going to give you some real world steps on how you can deal with the regret you have and start moving forward. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Penji. Here's a little bit more about what they do. Penji helps startups, small businesses, big corporations, and even marketing teams achieve more with unlimited graphic design at a low monthly rate. Their platform pairs you with a professional designer that can help make all of your vision, your ideas, become reality in the world of visual graphics. What kind of visual graphics? Maybe it's a logo or a flyer, social media post. They can help you with that and so much more. And as a listener of JumbleThink, they're doing something pretty crazy cool. They're going to give you 15% off your first month. All you have to do, head on over to penji.co, and use the code Jumble to get 15% off your first month. So head on over, penji.co, use that code Jumble, and start getting the design you deserve. The heartbeat of JumbleThink is simple: to help people just like you turn their dreams and ideas into reality. And I know for you, you might have been struggling for a long time. Maybe it's fear of the unknown, fear of failure. Maybe for you, it's the resources, financial or time. Well, no matter your obstacles, we understand, and we'd love to help you on that journey of turning dreams and ideas into reality. Yeah, you can listen to the show and it will help you, and we're glad that you tune in. But we want to help you even more, and we're launching something super cool to make that a reality. Our first ever virtual idea camps. What do you need to do to learn more about them? Head on over to jumblethink.com/ideacamps. You can sign up to keep up to date about when virtual idea camps are happening, how you can get involved, and how they'll help you overcome those pain points, those problems that are holding you back from making your dreams and ideas a reality. So head on over to jumblethink.com/ideacamps, and let's start the journey of chasing big ideas and dreams together and start seeing those dreams become reality. Now let's jump back into today's conversation, all about dealing with regret.
Levez seulement le bras pour mettre l'aiguille sur le disque. Mettez le contact.
We are back and talking much more about dealing with regret, overcoming regret. When I started doing research on this topic, something interesting stood out to me. I did a bunch of searches for articles about this and seeing if maybe I'm off base and maybe regret isn't as big of a deal. But what was interesting was when I looked it up, there are all kinds of people talking about this, from Huffington Post to Psychology Today. And there were two vastly different approaches to dealing with regret and overcoming regret. One was coping mechanisms, and others were about how to actually overcome the regret. I think that this is really interesting because sometimes you do just need some tools to cope through the season and situations you are in. However, those are temporary solutions to a bigger problem, and you really need to deal with those problems so that you can overcome the regret and move forward into the future that you are created to live in. To me, coping is all about the grind of overcoming those obstacles. It's repeating and repeating and repeating. And sometimes those issues, those regrets do resurface, but we shouldn't be living there so that we're always coping. We should get to a place of victory where more times than not, we're living in a place of health and freedom to see the future without regret and move forward into the future you should be creating. So how do we move through the process of going from not knowing it's there or ignoring it to coping, and from coping to overcoming? Here are a few tips that I have for you about that journey. The first thing that comes to mind is that we need to identify the regret. When you can figure out where all of this started, you can begin to address it. So first off, you have to figure out, when did this regret, when did this hang-up start? And then you can address it. You can look at the situation and say, you know what, this is my perception. Let me start really unpacking the reality of it. Maybe it was that the regret was an idea failed, or a dream failed, or a relationship failed. Or maybe your regret is that you didn't respond the way that you should have or wanted to. So objectively looking at the regret and then addressing it and figuring out where the weakness was, your failure in the regret, then you can become more aware of how you can address it in the future, how you can set it up as a learning experience, that the regret is no longer the weakness, but it becomes the strength because it is something you know how to navigate now. Another way you can overcome is to use the regret to inform the future decisions you have. You know, that's one thing to respond to situations, and that's a defensive standpoint. And when you have regret, you will respond in a way that isn't positive. But when you're proactive, you can address that regret and use it to inform or overcome the obstacles of the future. It goes from being a detriment to being a superpower. You go from having it as an element of your journey that holds you back and constantly causes you to guard and have a lack of hope or a false sense of reality, to a place where it allows you to be proactive and say, no, I know how this plays out. I'm going to make a different decision. And you redefine the future instead of repeating the past through your actions, through your interactions with this regret you have. Another tool that you can use is to find the new opportunity. We go from weakness to strength, from responding to proactive, and now we're creating new opportunity. This new opportunity is so important because you're taking things that would have limited you, and now they're creating new potential, new opportunities. You have to get to a place where you find the new opportunity instead of seeing the objection. Regret leads you to objections. You know, when you overcome that regret, it leads to the new opportunity. You are literally taking a negative and turning it into a positive. You're turning a failure into a success. You're turning a disappointment into an expectation for a better future. And when you set yourself up for that journey, you can really overcome. Another tool is to use it to challenge your thinking. There is a word I love. It's called presupposition, how you view the world based on your experience. Part of your experience is these regrets. And so when you have regrets, that conditions you for a certain kind of thinking. When you recondition your thinking, you can use the regrets to challenge your current thinking and overcome the obstacles. You can use that negative and reframe it as a foundation to build upon. You can build upon the failures by turning them into victories and by challenging your thinking to how you've always done it, the way you've always done it, the results you've always gotten. You can reframe that and challenge your thinking into a new reality, a new action, a new transformation. And finally, the last tip in this process is forgiveness. Forgiveness of others who played into this regret. Forgiveness of yourself, and usually that's the one that's really significant, so that you don't repeat this. Forgiving yourself for the failure, for the results, for the very condition that caused this regret. And you can begin to reframe past the place of bitterness toward yourself to excitement for the future of who you've become. So forgiveness is another critical, probably one of the most significant tools in that arsenal of overcoming the regret. So where do we go from here? How do we use this moving forward? The simple answer is that if you are dealing with regret, which most of us are at some level, until you deal with it, it will become a noose around the future success. It will stifle the growth, the potential, the dreams and the ideas you have. So you have to really address the regret. You can't live in the past, but you can redefine a new future. And by overcoming the regret, you unlock the superpower to get there. That leads me to this final question for you today. What are you going to do to turn those regrets into future victories? Are you going to choose to redefine the future you want to create? Are you going to choose to move past the regret, to overcome the regret, to create a future that is brighter, better, and more hopeful for the things that could bring you the dreams and ideas into the real world? Regret is one of those things we all will face. Some of us respond great to it, some of us don't. To be honest, many of us go through seasons where certain things we regret, super easy to overcome. Other things, they become a nuisance, a pest in the journey of our future. They hinder us from the ability to enter into the fullness of the dreams and ideas we were created to create. So today, I want you to be intentional. I want you to really step back and think about the journey you're on. What will you do to move past your regrets? What are the things holding you back on this journey of dream chasing and idea making? How will you move past your regret and into a new future, a future that's bright and hopeful, a future that allows those dreams and ideas become vivid and colorful instead of being muted and hopeful but not a reality? Well, it's your turn. I wish I could do this for you. Actually, I don't. I wish I could do this for myself more. I wish that we would all be better at overcoming the regret, that we wouldn't look back with distaste or distrust on the experience of our past, but we would use that as the launching pad into our future. So, I leave it in your hands. I have to face my own regrets, you have to face yours. But together, we can do this better. When we have regret and we have community around us, we can be honest with what we're feeling. We can see the perspectives of others. So I leave you with this. If you are dealing with regret, don't do it on your own. Be a part of the Jumble Think community. Reach out to me. Find those friends, those family members, those coworkers, those other entrepreneurs in your space, those people who understand where you're coming from, and wrestle with these things that hold you back, the demons of the past, and begin to approach the future in a brighter, a hopeful, and a more engaged way that you can set yourself up for victory for the dreams and ideas you were created to create. Get around the right people. Make the right choices for redefining, reframing your failures, your regrets into the hope of a new future. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear what you're processing. I'd love to hear how you've turned your regrets into the foundation for victories of the future. You can always connect with us on our social media channels like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can head on over to jumblethink.com to learn more about how we can connect. You can drop me an email through that contact form or even an email at hello@jumblethink.com. Ultimately, it's up to you. So get out there. Get out there and be proactive in overcoming those regrets. We want to take a moment and thank our sponsors for today's show. We'd like to thank Penji, your source for unlimited graphic design at a low monthly rate. Use the code Jumble, J-U-M-B-L-E, to get 15% off your first month. And we'd love to thank you for tuning in to today's show. It is an honor to be welcomed into your story, to give you some insights and thoughts and interviews with incredible people to challenge you on the journey of chasing your own dreams and ideas. We believe you were created for something awesome, that you have a dream and destiny that matter, that your ideas are significant, and that you have purpose. So, what are you going to do today to dream big and to change the world around you? Thanks again for tuning in. It's your turn. Dream big. Change the world around you.
Cherchez la meilleure position. Les bras et les jambes légèrement espacés. Étirez-vous doucement, mais complètement. En avant, en arrière, sur les côtés. Vous êtes une autre personne. Les mères de famille, les enfants peuvent également prendre un moment revitalisant. Dans quelques mois, lorsque vous aurez bien saisi la technique et que vous serez maître de votre corps, vous pourrez vous décontracter même en travaillant.